Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's Introduced By...
Good evening. It is 11 o'clock, Wednesday, 24th of June, 2026. This is Matty Munster presenting an episode of And This One's Introduced By. And, of course, that was the voice of the great man, Dr. Gonzo, who did host this show, and he was also my start here in 3PBS, 3CR. So I just wanted a big shout-out to Paul. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to be here as always, and hope we do the show proud. Just want to give a big shout-out to also my fellow co-hosts, Mars, Luna and Molly. It's great to work with you guys. Look forward to working with you guys down the line. And 2 weeks ago, we did our first episode together, which was the Radiothon special. The Radiothon at 3CR was the last 2 weeks, which is always a great time. But Radiothon's finished. But if you'd still like to donate to the station, please go to the website, 3cr.org.au. Or you can, if you want to donate to the show, go to the Give Now page, type in, and this one's introduced by Give Now. And you should be able to find it easy. Tonight's show, we have a very special band. We're actually going to do something a bit different on this show. Usually, we have a live tour. Usually, we play an album from start to go with the bands talking, but not this time. We've actually got the band in the studio right now. All the way from Gippsland, we have Pet Moon. Pet Moon started late last year in 2025. They had their first single, Aquarium, which came out in November last year. Their new album, the new EP is called Small. It's out now on Critter Records. They did their launch at Gummo on Thornbury the other week. And so they're going to be doing the tracks here, introduce the tracks and tell us what it's all about. Great indie rock band. I just want to say a massive thanks to Luna and Tilda who are in the soundproof booth for making sure this happens. So let's get on with the EP. Ladies and gentlemen, Benny, Ruben, Zach and Marnie, Pet Moon.
Thank you. one's Forest Friends. One, two. Everyone's gonna have a breather. That's the EP. Up next, we have a few extras for you. All of the creation. it away, Zach. Zach on the flute there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just heard a live set from Pet Moon performing their new EP, Small, available now on Bandcamp via Critter Records. And we heard the tracks from start, Freaking Out, Aquarium, Pot Snake, and then Forest Friends. And And then after that, a bit of a mini set. So once again, thanks guys for coming in. Thanks to Tilda and Luna and the Soundproof booth for making sure that happened. We'll play a promo, a few songs, and hopefully have the band on for a chat. You're on 3CR.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Paul Miller, a.k.a. DJ Spooky, straight out of New York City. I'm checking in with Australia on 855 on your AM dial. And remember, community radio is subscription-sponsored, and I think it's incredibly important to always remember that it's a different perspective. Check it, community radio, now and beyond.
To control it, but he tried to knock it inside for Manelli. He was tightly marked, and it's Orealli now. Bertone, it'll be 1-2. Yes, it is. Good move. Oh, what a chance!
Is there a purpose?
And welcome back to, and this one's introduced by, it is now 11:33. In that bracket, two kicked off with the Frank Clouds and their 2010 release, Purple Heart. And after that, we heard Tism and the tribute to the great man, What Nationality Is Those Murrays? Of course, it's World Cup time, so I had to play that. And we're just discussing off air with Pep Moon what his, he also was from Hungary, but of course, in a pre-internet age, we just didn't know what his nationality was. But I kind of still want to have the mystery, but anyway, it is what it is. But after that killer set of playing their EP, Small, and also a few other tracks, joining us from left to right, Marnie, Zach, Ruben, and Benny. Thanks for that set, guys.
Thanks, Marnie.
This is second time. Oh, well, actually, first time, because you did Planet X one time after you played at Creature of Habits.
Yes.
Came in for a chat.
Yep.
That was great fun.
It was. Good to be back. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyways, so that EP actually wasn't out at the time. So tell us about the recording process.
Well, we recorded at my house.
Yep. With our old bass player, Danny.
Yeah, it was pretty much... I think the focus was, for me, the sonic vibe was like, I was listening to, I just listened to a lot of Sweeping Promises' second record. I can't remember for the life of me what it sound, what the name was, but just like kind of basic, overdriven, everything overdriven, a lot of focus on the room mic. So that was kind of the recording, and very live was kind of what we went for.
Pretty much no overdubs. Marnie came in later and did her vocals, and maybe there's a bit of percussion, the flute.
Yeah.
But besides that, it was just all in the room.
Yeah. And it was just fun, you know, early days, Pet Moon was very simple, very straightforward, and it was just really nice, you know, just good times. So yeah, EP kind of rings with that, I reckon.
Good times and great classic hits. 3CR.
Let's go.
8:55 a.m.
Are you guys all located in the Gippsland area?
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah, moment, yeah.
Yeah, three of us are in Morwell. Benny's in
Beautiful Warrigal.
Yeah.
And how'd you guys hook up?
Well, how did you hook up, Ruben and Zach?
We were both kind of friends with Danny. He was kind of the binding force at the start.
Yeah.
And then eventually he wanted to just kind of dip out and do some other stuff. And we had you in tow by then because we looked for a singer.
I was in there and I thought maybe I smelled bad because Danny moved on pretty quickly after that.
Well, no, if
you could tolerate the smell of me and Zach.
Our old bass Our old bass player fell in love with the first singer we interviewed. And they're now having a child. Shout out to Danny and Nicole. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Amazing. Yeah. We ended up going with Marnie. I think Marnie just had a bit more versatility and just was the style we were looking for at the time. And yeah, Benny joined recently and Benny's our third bass player.
Oh,
our third child.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't kick me out too soon.
We didn't kick anyone out.
We didn't kick anybody. Everyone left.
Don't leave.
Yeah.
Sorry, where's the door? Where's the
door? We have attachment anxiety with our bassists at this point. We're just like, please don't leave. What did we do wrong? You know, fill out a survey, please.
We're a fickle species. I don't know.
Was it all the surveys that drove the last players away?
Maybe. Anyways.
So these songs on the EP, but also just in the set in general, are these songs you wrote when Marnie came, or those existing songs before? Or?
They were pre-existing.
Instrumentally, we pretty much already had it together. We had maybe, 10, 11 tracks?
Yep.
And then Marnie just came along and had some lyrics ready to go, luckily. And
we were just living in Morwell, just nothing. There's nothing to do down in Gippsland, you know. Like, we talk about declining economy, all the power stations, you know, closing down, and it's grim down there. Like, it is actually quite grim. You know, there's the power station closed down. There's some stuff going off the coast of South Gippsland, wind energy. Anyway, I'm getting on the environmental spiel. But Morwell is not doing well economically. Mm. All the shops on the main street are closed, or at least a lot of them, you know.
Yeah,
times are tough down there. And yeah. And we all just love music. I moved down at the start of 2025 and it was just what we did together, you know?
Mm.
And these guys are great players. Like, Danny's a great player. Ruben's a great guitarist.
You do all right yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Jeez, I'm blushing. You can't see off air.
It's probably the only time I've ever come.
Love fest. What is it?
Oh, I'm going to milk that one.
Cupid's in there.
Yeah. But yeah, we just got together. I can't even remember what the question was, but...
just that Marnie wasn't around when we started writing originally.
Yeah.
But we kind of knew we wanted a vocalist.
Yeah.
Just had to find the right person.
And Marnie did come in and just boom, lyrics done. Like, it was a really quick process, actually, because we were going to play a house party in, 2 weeks after Marnie joined. And we were like, Marnie, we're going to play a house party.
Put
here.
The pressure.
Write lyrics for 10 songs. Marnie got it done. Proved herself, so...
You rose to the challenge.
Yeah.
And then, just straight into recording and... Yeah, well, we've written some other stuff since, but we had a good chunk of material already.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a little bit slow going because we at first it was just jamming and writing songs, and then we've kind of moved forward into recording and then performing live, and I guess things happen as they happen. We've also gotten jobs and kind of, we're all just busy. We're just adults, you know?
Because I remember, Marnes, you sent me the aquarium when that was just a single. So had you guys actually played with that lineup before that came out?
No, we hadn't. We'd just done the house party. That was in August. And then we were recording. That was, we were pretty time poor because Zach was finishing a degree. I was finishing a diploma. And so it was just whatever spare moments we had, we would dedicate to going into the studio to come up with the goods. And then we just kind of sat on it for ages and just
really got
finicky over the mixes and titles, and we would argue song titles and little things. Like, in the scheme of things, very little things.
Like, we could have released it sooner, but we also weren't in a rush as well. We released our first single before our first show at Archie's Creek, so... I think we did okay. Well, and we've got plenty of material in the bag too, so look out for big.
We wanted to just time it for when we knew we could play as well, because we had it recorded and then the bass player situation was a little bit wavy, so we wanted to make sure we're all up to speed and we could just come out strong and just play.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's kind of held us back a little bit. But now we're ready to go.
But what's really... Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all right. I was just going to say that we've got the large EP ready to go and we're filming videos shortly and, yeah.
We're Pet Moon, by the way, for anyone just tuning in. I feel like when you tune into something and you're just like, oh, these people are yakking. It's like, what are they talking about? Who are they?
We can just yak all day. We do a lot of that.
You said Archie's Creek. Was that the hotel?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Cat Nathan down that way. I guess from where you guys are, say the Morwell, Gippsland area, like, do you have to come to Melbourne or is there somewhere closer for a gig?
Oh, lordy. Have we been to Nam the last couple of days? Oh, yeah. We came up, I came up Thursday night for Stereo Lab, and then we all came up Friday night for the Cafe Gummo show, and then we played an abandoned warehouse in West Footscray for Rosie and Gang on Saturday.
We actually got a gig offer for Sunday as well. I kind of
just collapsed into the car on the way home and I slept the whole way. And I think I came down with a virus, which Benny now has.
So a lot of traveling. Ruben, thankfully, was our driver.
Someone's got to do
it. And has got a comfortable Commodore.
We should mention the new EP called Small. It is now on Critter Records and just on Bandcamp, no physical release?
No, physical release is too expensive. You know, I was thinking maybe even with this 3CR recording, we'll chuck that on a tape. I got a heap of blank tapes, chuck that 3CR, chuck the small EP on the tape. Maybe chuck a monologue. Maybe I'll do a reading of Shakespeare's Hamlet. Chuck it on a tape.
I'm sure that's what everyone wants. Exactly. Particularly those who loved your PBS show. Yeah, exactly. They'd love a little monologue.
Yeah.
A little bedtime story.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which show was that?
Garageland on PBS.
Oh, nice.
I did with Ruby Cooman. Yep.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I came in and joined Ruby during COVID time. And it was a godsend, to be honest. Just getting out of the house, having a good excuse to get out of the house and... Yeah, had some great times. I remember the day after Ruby's firstborn, literally the day after the baby's one-year-old little Ashby, and she brought Ashby into the studio, and we were like,
one day
she was
old.
Like breastfeeding. We're just like talking on mic. She's like got Ashby on her tit, and just like boom, boom. We're just doing the radio show. It was awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's badass.
Yeah, natural woman. Sensual lady. Sorry, can't take me anywhere.
And Marnie, you of course also did a radio show tonight as well.
I did my show, which I don't know if I am still sponsoring your show, but I'm happy to renew my sponsorship.
So is it?
Yeah,
sponsor 3CR, please donate.
Yes.
They're celebrating 50 years this year.
Huge.
And it is not cheap to run a radio station.
No. So any support, no amount too big, no amount too small. Well, let's play a track now. This is Ruben, this is a request of yours. Do you want to announce it?
This is Jesus I Was Evil by Darcy Clay.
You're on This One's Introduced by 3CR. This is Maddie Munster with Pet Moon.
I used to do lots of things. Jesus, I was evil. I never shook babies. I never beat no ladies.
The screen gets a window and makes it bright, while I take out all the rubbish on who I don't like. There's nothing in here, I'm just ignoring my kids, spitting at some idiot I don't know from Leeds. He told me I was gonna get smacked for the rest of the day. I just thought about that. Should I get in the car and drive up there, take my chances and get his address? Stick in a five and go. 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 Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stick in a five and go. 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 Whoa, whoa, whoa. Got a tip from a random and where I should go. It was highly unusual, but I was fuming, you know. I couldn't sleep at night with thoughts of pulling his tail, so I bought a uniform from Royal Mail. I know it sounds weird and it's not okay, but I got a good mate at the DVLA, so I threw him some cash and I got a postcode and a door number and a fucking road. Stick in a five and go. 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 Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stick in a five and go. 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 Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mr. Twitter? I mean Mr. Trees?
Yeah, who's that?
The postman. I've got a big package for you. You need to sign for it, Mr. Trees. It's massive. So can you come outside? You need to sign for it, mate. What's in it? I'm not sure. I think it's an England address. So can you come outside?
Don't know.
You need to sign for it, mate. Sign for it, mate. Sign for it, mate. Sign for it, mate. Stick in a five and go. Stick in a five and go. Five and go. Stick in a five and go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stick in a five and go. 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 Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stick in a five and go. Stick in a five and go. Stick in a five and go. Five and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Stick in a five and go. Stick in a five and go. Stick in a five and go. Stick in a five and go.
Welcome back to, and this one's introduced by, it is Wednesday 24th of June, is now 11:54. Pep Booner here in the studio with me. Once again, they kicked off the show with the live performance of their new EP, Small, which is out now on Critter Records, and also a few other tracks. So, and they're sticking around the studio, joining me till 12:30 tonight. And the bracket they were kicked off with Jesus of Oz Evil. Rubes, that was a track of yours.
Yeah. Wonderful New Zealand artist that's no longer with us. Yeah, love that song. Just so trashy and overblown and just genius lyrics.
I never heard of that before. That was amazing.
Yeah, no, it's great. Absolute classic.
And I thought we heard Zach had requested yours, Slayer Behind the Crooked at the Crooked Cross.
Yeah, just been session Slayer. I've been working out in forestry, agroforestry, and doing a bit of spraying. And although I'm a massive environmentalist, it's a little bit conflicting, spraying a lot. And so I'm kind of taken to listening to a fair bit of Slayer while I'm doing it. And it just feels like, you know, listen to Slayer while you're kind of spraying death upon the land. It kind of seems a bit fitting. It's a bit bit messed up, but you know,
you guys have no souls, basically.
No, we just have jobs. We just have jobs, Marnie.
You suck.
Yep, got to earn a crust, mate. Working class.
Did you go to those early tours where something went wrong? Like, was the singer, he couldn't sing or something, so we got like a Slayer instrumental gig, and I think they cancelled the 11th hour. I think it was a curse of whenever they toured here, something was going to go wrong.
Wow. Didn't know that.
I think any heavy music, just the threat of blowing your voice out, it's just always hanging over your head, I suppose. Can't be easy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw AC/DC live at the MCG, was it? No, Rod Laver, and it was all blown out. It was day.
Yeah. Angus huffing on his oxygen machine.
Oh, he was all right. It was what's the singer's name? Brian Johnson. Yeah. I just don't like his voice that much, to be honest.
Why'd you go?
I got a cheap ticket. It's still Akadaka. It was still kind of awesome. I don't know. Stadium shows never sound as good, mate. I want to see Akadaka live at the old bar.
Yeah.
Small venues always sound better. Like,
absolutely.
It's undeniable.
Get the sweat on you, you
know? Yeah. Exactly.
Bring back Bon.
Yeah, exactly.
let's resurrect Bond. Let's do a chant.
Once the clone machine's up and running, you won't be far off, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And at the end of that bracket, we had Sleeper Mods and Sticking a Five and Go from their self-titled EP, which is the highlight of that first gig. I saw them just before the world ended. The world changed during COVID. Now, well, we're talking about environmentalists and maybe selling out and stuff like that, but... in the lyrics, not political, but I guess you touch on the social climate, you know, what's happening in the world today.
Yeah, well, I wrote most of those lyrics, many moons ago. So I was just sitting on them. You know, they sort of didn't make it to my solo album and they were just sitting there in a big folder, which I've now cleansed from that. Like after we recorded this, I chucked all my lyrics that I've ever written. And I just thought, it's time to start fresh. It's time to start fresh and not hold on to these lyrics from the past. But they were all during like COVID. They were all about my ex. They were all about, you know, how we were in this dystopian society when we're all during the COVID lockdowns and how weird it was. So I think that harks back to that. And, you know, living in Reservoir for a decade, Aquarium's definitely about that. It's about... Yeah. Living there during the lockdowns and just how everyone was afraid to go anywhere except the supermarket, which is funny in itself because, you know, supermarket, you run into everyone that you know there.
Breeding ground for bacteria, if you ask me.
But then we'd all rush home to, you know, watch the news and live in fear. And anyway, it was just an interesting time.
Touch our phones on the toilet. Yeah, bacteria, right?
Or like scary. Me, leave your toilet in the phone. I accidentally dropped my phone in the toilet and then I had to put in a bowl of rice because, you know, you couldn't buy anything during lockdowns. And I had no toilet paper for a period, so there was that. tough times.
I'm missing the message. You wipe your bum with your phone.
No.
Is that what you're getting?
No.
When you ate the rice. Wait, no.
This is where Pet Moon comes from, actually. Yeah. This is the origins of the name Pet Moon.
Wait, you wiped your bum with your pet?
It's really late. It's been a very long day. It's been a long...
I've thought about it. My cat's pretty fluffy, and I'm like, sometimes when you run out of rolls, you're just like, I could.
No. Actually, I have this whole story. So I was... stealing toilet paper from public toilets because that's the only place I could get it. And then I found this like this toilet paper brand truck drove past my house and I literally chased it to the corner store and I was like, I will pay top dollar for a box of your toilet paper, and I ended up doing like some deal out the front of the corner store.
Just leave it like so many other countries like just wipe their bums with a bucket of water. Like, you just get a bucket of water, wipe your bum with that. I don't get the toilet paper panic thing. I actually really didn't get that because it's like, I've been to Asia before. You just wipe your bum with out of a bucket of water. It's fine.
Okay.
This is the kind of quality content you get. Yeah. Midnight, your local community.
Please text in what's the weirdest thing you've wiped your bum with. You can text in on 0488 809 855. We want to know. We need to know.
For about a tenth of the Yellow Pages. Boy,
no, gets to a point where you're starting to build calluses on your bum.
Were you going for particular sections? That's what I want to know.
No, not particularly. Indiscriminate.
I would have gone for, like, you know, the coloured ads, you know, no, you know, like the full page, you know, anyway.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'll be worried about streaks.
I'm sorry, everyone. We're delirious. We have to drive back to Gippsland. Thanks, Maddie, for having us.
No worries. On a lighter note, the I Hate Mondays, surely that's got to be a Garfield reference.
100% is, yeah.
Garfies. Love that.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Garfield sock.
I saw that, yeah.
Represent. I couldn't find the other one.
Still got to make the most of what you got.
Yeah.
Let the one just go to waste.
Yeah.
Is this trademark that we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, because trademark's cool. Because okay, so I joined the band after all these songs have been made, and it's interesting just the wide range of stuff that was prepped for me to jump on. I come from a sort of jazz background, so it's a bit funny to jump in on these punky songs. I think trademark's one of the punkier songs, which definitely is the last song we played in the set, and it. At our EP launch, you actually jumped into the crowd and we're just, like, interacting with people. And it just sort of, I don't know, it was fun to, like, sort of break things up with a bit of a yell.
Yeah. That's true. It's my favourite song to sing and perform. And, you know, you don't get to do that as a solo artist, really. So it's been really fun to just let loose. And then with Forest Friends as well, I interacted with all the lovely ladies in the audience. And that was nice too. So it's really great performing on really small stages where you actually have to go outside of your comfort zone and interact with the audience.
Yeah. And Gummo is just such a great venue as well. Absolutely. Always very hospitable. I was there when Sean and Lily still owned it back in the early days, and just the attitudes, you know.
The ethos.
Yeah, it was just awesome. It was amazing. Such a nice thing to be a part of. And it just is like that with any music community where people are looking out for each other, you know? Mm. And hence here we are at 3CR.
100%, yeah. And speaking of Gummo, you had the launch there 2 weeks ago, but you also next gig is also at Gummo?
Yes, so we're supporting Jay Mothman. He's launching his album, which is super cool. And I just played the full LP. I've got a sneaky peek and I got to play it on my show and do a little interview with him. And, yeah, really psyched to be supporting him. He's a solo artist, and that's amazing to get up there on your own and just headline do an album on your own and headline the launch and everything.
Especially playing after a bunch of loud weirdos like us. Yeah. It takes some bravery to just get up there with an acoustic guitar, I think, after all that racket that we're making. But, he does a good job of it.
And Moth Sounds is the upcoming album?
Actually, no. The new album's called Good Day Disaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to play a track off Moth Sounds now.
Nice.
This is a... You suggested it's called a Benadry?
Benadryl. Yeah.
This is Jay Mothman. And what's the date for that show?
Oh, 3rd of July.
Friday, 3rd of July at Cafe Gummo.
And what's the website we can get of the Gummo? You can get tickets?
Nah, on the door,
on
mate.
The door only? Okay. Yep. Excellent.
Really? Okay. Nice.
First in best dress, don't be late.
Well, July 3rd, that's Pep Moon and Jay Mothman releases the album. Let's play a track from Moth Sounds. You're on This One's Introduced By.
Drank up all the Benadryl so we could speak eternally. death listen, I could have it back. Now that I'm older now, I'm dying now. The pain is in the past. What was I thinking when I left you then? Well, I can't tell the truth then.
And welcome back to This One's Introduced By. It is quarter past 12, Thursday, 5th of June, 2026. It's Matty Munster here along with Pet Moon. In that bracket through, kicked off with Jay Mothman and his track, how do you pronounce it again?
Oh.
Benadryl.
Oh, Benadryl.
Benadryl, yeah, it was one word, so it was a bit weird spelling. But once again, Pet Moon and Jay Mothman at Gummo on a, is it Thornbury or Northcote?
Thornbury.
Okay, what size are you?
Yeah.
Friday 3rd of July.
Yeah, High Street, Thornbury, catch the 86, take you straight there. And James from Fleeting Persuasion is also on the bill, playing solo. And we all know each other from the Elliott Smith tribute. So there's the theme. There's a running theme there.
What time are we starting?
What time are we on?
Yeah, or just
no idea.
I assume 9.
Doors are on 8 usually. Yeah.
You're the headline supporter.
The headline?
Headline support.
I guess we're main support.
Oh, yeah,
we're
main support. Yeah,
we are supporting.
Chuck's in the middle.
Yeah, I think we're in the middle somewhere.
Okay. And in the middle, we heard Broadcast and Come On Let's Go. Rubes, that's another. Just two bands you've introduced me tonight.
Oh, yeah, no, they're another great band. Just beautiful. And again, I think they're defunct now, but yeah.
Well, the singer passed away in Sydney.
Oh, in Sydney?
In
really?
Sydney, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Swine flu, legit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah, I didn't realise that piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of very few people in Australia to have died of the flu, which is really unfortunate because such an amazing band.
Oh, absolutely. Would have gone on to do some great stuff, I'm sure.
And we'll finish the bracket with another request of yours, Zach, XTC, Towers of London.
Yeah.
That's a good call that was.
Yeah, I know. I love XTC. Always really unique sounds and just really unique songs. It's like they've mashed up all these riffs and it's just a bit chaotic, but always just like an interesting listen. It's a gift that keeps on giving, I think, their records.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I saw you guys at Little Creatures of Habit when you came on the show afterwards on Planet X. And, Marnes, you did a bit of talking in between, but hearing you guys tonight, I'm surprised that there's not more banter on stage. You guys have really gel well together with the talking.
Thanks. Yeah, well, Zach used to be on mic at all gigs, and then there was a lot more banter on stage, and then we said, you're not allowed on the mic anymore.
Well, I don't recall that happening.
We normally plan some pretty tight transitions between songs. We think pretty carefully about, oh, this song goes into this song, and try and cut down that time as much as possible and have kind of designated times to talk. But
True. Yeah, we try and plan it out, but then, you know, if I get a bit lit before I go on stage like I did at the launch, Zach decides to take a leak.
Yeah, just before we're on stage. I'm like, guys, hold up.
The whole audience is there watching us on the stage, and we're not doing anything. And I'm just like, Zach's just taking a leak right now. He's still taking a leak. I don't know where he is, but anyway.
And then after the show, people are asking me, how was the leak? It's like, oh, this was great. Yeah,
I thought the rest of the show was pretty good. Just a rocky start.
Was it one of those things because, you know, you're in the headline band, you could say, hey, let me in front of the queue? Or
There wasn't a queue. Thankfully. But if there was, I would have flexed it. Yeah. I would have flexed it. Yeah.
Kick the door down.
Look, you also kicked
what's,
over
what's
your...
What's the point of having power if you're not going to abuse it, you know?
This is pick on Zach Auer. He also knocked over his pint of beer.
Oh, that's
when you were doing the flute solo.
I was stuck at the back corner of the stage at Gummo. The stage is tiny already, and I tried to adjust my mic and just knocked my pint over. But Bear Hair from the Terrapins brought me another pint straight away.
Oh. Isn't that
call
lovely?
That service. Shout out to the Terrapins.
The Terrapins playing, what was it, a 5-piece on that tiny stage?
Yeah. They managed it.
They
nailed
it.
But the bass player had like the neck was vertical pretty much. Yeah. And
same with Oddity the Sun, the bass player was off. They're only a 3-piece and he was still
off. But the drummer for Odyssey to the Sun also had chimes and I think extra cymbals and
tambourines.
So anyway, it was a good time. Good time, Gummo.
I did hear a statement that we need to get chimes in order to...
Oh, we need to get chimes.
In order to actually make it, so...
I want to get a clap stack. I'm not getting chimes. I want to get a clap stack.
What's a clap stack?
It's like a couple of cymbals that are, like, molded into each other, like, bended.
Oh.
And they're just, like, it's just a really, like a...
Okay.
They found a way to sell people all the rejected cymbals. They didn't actually make it through the production line.
Oh, Zach, you're such a consumerist. You're so cancelled right now.
I'm going to find it on Marketplace for under $200. You know me. I'll never pay full price for anything.
I love picking on you. I feel like as the elder of the band, I can do that. Like, I can just pick and hang shit on everyone.
Mate, you wait till the 2-hour drive home. You are fucked. Don't worry.
Yeah, I often hang shit on them, like, after gigs when I know that, like, they are my lift home. And they'll say things, like, before they even leave, they're like, do you want to lift home or do you want to walk at this point? And I'm like, I want to lift home. I'm sorry.
Is it that I'm too fresh to get made fun of, or what's the?
Yes, absolutely. We have anxiety around bases, so we want to keep you, Benny. Okay,
we don't know you well enough yet to know your weak points. Yeah,
buy plenty of them.
It'll come.
Getting to know you, getting to know everything about you.
So I think somewhere in this discussion we're saying that there's another EP in the works. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the big
large EP.
Yeah, large.
Is this a point of contention, large or big?
I think it's large. To me, small and large just go together. That was the original vision.
We didn't mean outside of influence.
With everything, it'll go to a democratic vote at some stage.
Exactly. Sure. We have another person here.
I'd say large personally.
Okay. Large, okay. Yeah.
Settle.
It does roll off the tongue better.
Large.
So would the third one be medium? Or?
Yeah. Our album will be medium.
No, the third one will be infinite.
Our album infinite will be EP. Mediocre. I don't know. Sorry.
Speak for yourself, mate.
Hey, I threw all my lyrics away.
Oh.
Anyways.
I've got about 8 minutes to go. Let's play another track before we get out of here.
Okay.
This is one of my personal favourites, Pat Todd. You're in 3CR.
No.
Well, sadly, our time tonight has come to an end. We've got about 2.5 minutes left to go, but in that bracket of two, we kicked off with Pat Todd and the Rank Outsiders, and Any Other Way off 2019's And the Past Came A-Calling. Pat Todd, for me, one of the all-time greats of American rock, one of the all-time great songwriters, lyricists, and also voices. Absolute legend. I hope he comes back to Australia. And after that, we heard The Heartbreakers and Too Much Junkie Business off the LAFM demo tapes. Just one or two gigs to promote. Zia McKay from the Dandy Warhols will be at the Vineyard on Friday night. $25 on $25 on try booking, or also $30 on the door. That's Zia McKay, DJ Rescue with the Immigrant Union. That's a kickoff about 9 p.m. at the Vineyard in St Kilda. And also Pet Moon, who was just on the show with us. They're playing at Cafe Gummo July 3rd with the opening for J Mothman for his EP launch. This has been Matty Munster presenting, and this one's introduced by, many thanks to my special guest tonight, Pet Moon. Once again, their new EP, Small, is out now on Critter Records, on Bandcamp only. No physical release, just a digital. But as I said, to go to Bandcamp and Critter Records, or type in Pet Moon in the Google machine and you can find it. I want to say a massive thank you to Pet Moon for coming on. Also, a massive thank you to Tilda and Luna for being in the soundproof booth and making sure everything sounded fine. And also, a big shout out to Dr. Gonzo, who texted in very early saying that he was listening. And hope you enjoy the show, Paul. Next time, I promise I'll do a bit more pre-record and also more structure of what the show is about. But it's an absolute honor to be here at 3CR. Once again, if you want to keep the station going, donate to Post Radiothon. Either go to the website, 3cr.org.au, or go to this one's introduced by Give Now. I'll be hosting Planet X next Thursday night from 11:30. My special guests will be the Strikeouts. I'll be back in the studio for this one's introduced by in about a month's time. Look forward to your company then. As a great man once said, keep punching.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.